Did you ever call it bacon back then, or is that bacon something?
Well, that's been done since I've gotten where I'm at today.
Streak of lean is really what we call bacon, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we call it today. But we called it Midland back there.
Oh, Midland?
Yes, sir. Called it Midland.
And did the streak of lean have a hard thing across?
Had a streak of lean down to it. And when you pull that off, that's where you got your fat back at. We call that tenderloin.
Oh, that's tenderloin.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And
now then today, they rip that hog back open. That's what when they cut that down his ribs, we'll call that pork chops today.
Now, pork chops are going to be the same as what you used to call tenderloin.
Yes, sir. See, we never made no pork, didn't know nothing about no pork chops back then.
So the tenderloin would be that good meat.
Yes, it lays right in that fat bag part. You strip it out off of that middling. And you cut that fat piece off, come down through there where that come off. I mean, it's fat too. You call that fat back.
And did you ever mix cornmeal with souse, with the juice from the souse?
No, we never did do that. We always made take flour and make a batter out of it and cut it out in strips and made dumplings, we called it, out of it.
The insides, you say you use the intestines. How about the heart
and
the lungs?
Well, now the heart, we never did care about that, but the liver, we always fried that. Mm-hmm. Or you could boil it either way. It's good either way you fixed it there back then.
Did you ever hear anything called harslet or haslet?
No, sir.
That's or liver and lights?
Well, that's what we always called it, liver and lights. But we never did fool with the lights.
I don't know what lights are. That's I've heard these words.
A light is kind of like you call a lungs in a man.
Oh.
It's spongy. And, but if you, now when you take them out of a hog, they're red looking. And you can just leave that goozle that he carried his food down with, pour water in it, and they'll swell up just like a balloon. Hmm. And you take your knife and just do them that way, and the blood will just pour right out of
them. Did you make any sausage?
Oh yes, we made sausage.
Explain that?
Well, when we made sausage, lots of times we'd trim our meat, get the lean, you know, fixing the shoulder up our ham, or cutting the bottom part of the sow's stomach off, a hog's stomach. We'd get that lean out of it, make our sausage. And lots of times my mother would make little cloth sacks. And we cram it down in that and hang it up in the smokehouse.
And did you ever make anything out of the blood?
No, sir. I've heard of blood pudding, but I never did see none of it made.
Did you make any liver pudding? Or?
No, sir. Just always fried it or boiled it.
And different kinds of vegetables. You just described the garden the other night. Would you name other things you used to grow pretty regularly, you know?
You mean in the fields?
No, in the garden.
In the garden. Well, we always grow cabbage, onions, radishes, lettuce, mustard, turnip greens, peas, beans, and
did you have any different kinds of beans?
Yes, we'd have a pole bean and we'd have a bunch bean. And We had another thing we growed there. I always called it rabbit foot.
Lettuce.
I call that off.
Did you grow any tomatoes?
Yes, sir, growing tomatoes.
What are these small tomatoes that come up next year?
We call them dominoes. Domitoes or dominoes. And the big tomato, we call them regular
tomatoes.
Ripe tomato.
I see.
The big ones.
How about okra did you?
Yes, we growed okra.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing about beans, there are all kinds of
beans, butter beans
and all kinds of uses. Would you show me or tell me more about the different kinds and what you did with them to harvest them, how your mother kept them?
We always took them. On butter beans, we'd let them get filled out green. Then we'd pick them, run to the house, and shell them with our hands.